This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, we'll get to your calls in just a sec. Hang tight. 2 minutes after the hour. Mad Max on the other side of the glass taking a break from the Toronto Blue Jays. And I'm merely the rooster cock-a-doodle-doo to you. Talking Alex Ovechkin, winning a Stanley Cup versus the goal record, all that. Max, today I was running late, as always. I'm always busy trying to do a million things, right? So I hadn't really eaten anything, and I grabbed out of my pantry closet a small little package, as you can see here, of multicolored goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what your boy didn't do?
He didn't check the expiration date on him, did he?
He did not check the expiration date on it. You know what the expiration date was?
Let me guess. 2021.
That's really good.
Yeah?
October 2nd, 2021.
Bang! Let's
go! Put the biscuit in the basket, Alex Ovechkin style. Attaboy, Max! The problem is I didn't recognize it until after I took a huge handful in my mouth. You want to talk about such an awful feeling and taste? I spit it all out into the bag, but I had to bring the bag just so I would prove. So I'm going to throw it out now.
That's a good idea.
But yeah, 2021, boys and girls, this is a lesson in life. Even if it takes you a couple extra minutes shopping,
just check your snacks.
Or at home, wherever it is, apartment, house, whatever the case might be, always check for an expiration date.
Yeah.
And again, expiration dates are weird because a lot of times it's sell by as opposed to use by. Okay? Sell by. This was a sell by, but there's not a chance in hell if I had realized that it was a sell by 2021 style that 4 years later, or almost 4 years later, it would be still good to eat, right? Even though it was sealed, it was not open.
Mm-hmm.
But it was basically whatever you think dirty, crusty socks that maybe you stepped in cat litter with, dirty, crusty, cat littery socks. Whatever you imagine that would taste like, pretty close to what I tasted this morning, this afternoon, whatever, late this morning. It was awful.
Yeah, I salt sitting in that bag for 4+ years is probably not a
good choice. Not good for your boy. So anyway, check, boys and girls, children of all ages. If you learn anything from Papa Rooster, it's to check the expiration date and to exercise caution. Like if something says 2021, even though it's sealed and it's now 2025, If it's in a can, still. If it's like late 2024 and it's sealed, peanuts, Goldfish, potato chips, still sealed. Can, whatever.
You're in the ballpark.
You're probably okay.
You're in the ballpark.
You're probably okay. I would exercise some caution, but if you're if it's never mind if it's 2021, boys and girls. If it's like anything sub 2024, probably not a good idea.
Probably good to get rid of it.
What's the worst food expiration, use by, sell by, bad thing that you've accidentally eaten, consumed, or not been aware of?
Ooh.
in your life? If you've got a good story, share it with us, either at WrestleMania621 on Twix, Twitter, X. Max is at Snacks, AMES.
Correct.
At Snacks, AMES. I like anything with snacks, but not bad snacks, not expired snacks.
No, expired snacks are bad.
And at Team 980, if you want to share along with that, or as part of your phone call, 301-230-0980. Let's get to our guy Kevin in Arlington to kick off hour number two. Kev, how are you, pal? What's going on?
Hey, Rooster, Jake. Can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha. Nice to hear from you.
Good, good. I don't have an expiration date story, but I feel for your brother. Too bad. That's why we have immune systems. You're all right.
I'll survive. If I wind up on the side of the road somewhere, well, I probably don't want to talk that into existence. But if I wind up getting my stomach pumped, you know what happened.
Yep. So I want to on the goal record versus a deep playoff run. As I told Mad Max, when you're having a year like this year, the Capitals are having two things. First of all, to the extent the goal chase and getting goals advances our chances to have the number one seed and to go, you know, into the playoffs hot as Hades and go the distance, well, that matters. I'm not saying the goal record doesn't matter, but honestly, I've always been about team sports. I could give a hang, and I know I'm in the minority. And I think, honestly, Ovechkin, it's inevitable. He's going to get the goal record. What he cares about and what he was crying for was, surround me with good players because I want to chase another cup.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how legacy redefining it will be if he gets his second cup? And let me make a comparison because I'm an old man. You'll appreciate this. When the Redskins won their two Super Bowls in the 80s, they both came in strike years. And there was the old asterisk by, this, and they're not the team of the 80s. The Niners are. And to this day, the Niners were the team of the 80s. But it was that third Super Bowl in a regular season, and where they set all kinds of records, it was the best Redskin team ever in 91, that changed the external perception and historically of how that franchise and those Joe Gibbs 1.0 teams.
Totally agree.
And I feel the very same thing could happen. Because what if Ovi gets a second cup? First of all, compare where the Capitals are right now to where the Penguins will end up if we do win that cup. What organization kept it going? What organization figured it out? Ours did. And so I just think this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance. He's maybe got 1 year after this. He said he's going back to Russia when the contract's up. This is about winning the cup. And if the goal record happens, that's gravy. But they literally have a great chance to win the cup if they stay healthy. And that's all I care about. And I wish, on the one hand, I wish this were more of a hockey town, but there's an advantage of not being like Toronto in that everybody is not up there, you know what, with the microscope on every darn thing.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
But I do wish there was more hockey coverage. And thank you for being one of the stalwarts on radio who give it its due, because I'm sorry, I used to love 1980s Celtics basketball with Larry Bird, and there wasn't a three-point shot, et cetera, et cetera. Basketball today, just doesn't do it for me. anyway, thank you for taking my call.
I understand. Thank you, Kev. As always, appreciate you. Good to hear from you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Cliff. I mean, let's get to Little, rather, here on the Team 980. What up, Little? How are you?
Rooster, 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 my main man. Look, man, the next 5 to 7 years, you know what they're going to call this city, Rooster?
What's that?
Championship City.
Championship City. Gotcha, gotcha. Camping out city. I was like, what?
Nah, ain't okay. No camping. Now let's talk about them Nats going up there punishing the Mets, man. Putting up 24 hits in three games.
Yeah.
And what they scored, 26 runs? Come on, man, look.
Yeah.
Let me say this about Gretzky, Mr. Softy. Gretzky can't carry your Redskins jockey strap, man, the way I look at it. Gretzky stayed away from contact, man. Gretzky stayed away from a lot of contact. What? Look, I'm going to give my man Sweet Lou. Sweet Lou will call in. Sweet Lou, hockey man.
Well, he's mad at me because I got mad at him.
Nah, he's going to call in because I didn't call his name out. That's my man, Sweet Lou.
So wait a second. You think because Wayne Gretzky avoided contact or wasn't the physical player that Alex Ovechkin is, that Wayne Gretzky couldn't carry Alex Ovechkin's jock?
Is that can't carry his jockey strap? Can't carry his jockey strap. But look, let me say this. I'm gonna get off the line. First of all, Russo, when you got a football city, because I heard you last week saying you're not sure about us. The hockey fans in this earth?
Yeah.
Man, we like contact. We like contact. If you love football, you're going to watch hockey, Rooster. Come on, man. You got to get on the board. You got to get on the board, man. Let's talk about them Nets. Let's talk about the soccer team that's going to win a championship. This city, next 5 to 7 years, Lord's will, I'm still around. And I do my pull-ups, so I got me being around here for a while.
I hope so, baby. Look. I hope so.
Hey, look. Championship City. Shout out to Mad Max, too, right. Mac. Championship City.
You thank you, Little.
Next five to seven years, man.
Thank you, Little. I appreciate you. Listen, what Alex Ovechkin has done, he saved this city as a hockey city. Like, Ted Leonsis obviously deserves a lot of credit. The Rock the Red era, Nicholas Backstrom, Mike Green, so many, you know, Bruce Boudreau, so many. Got it. All of that is fair. Tom Wilson, Braden Holtby, Alex Ovechkin single-handedly, by him, not by himself, single, what am I trying to say here? Alex Ovechkin, largely, I can't say exclusively, largely saved this city as a hockey city. I understand the Capitals probably would still be here if Ovechkin did not come here. I get it. They'd probably have wound up with somebody else somewhere along the way, what have you. There is a difference between existing and not existing. There's a difference between, let me phrase this better. There's a difference between existing and thriving. And for the last 15 plus years, 16 years, 17 years, whatever it is, since the Capitals became good in the Rock the Red era, they were existing before that. They are thriving and still continue to thrive. Yes, I understand Capital One Arena is not like selling out Nationals Park or Northwest. I got it. It's one half of the seats, less than one half. Or I should say more, if I could actually speak. Nationals Park, I mean, the capacity seems to bounce around all over the place. Kind of depends on how they announce things, what have you. But, you know, basically it's like 40, 41,000, whatever it is. Capital One Arena is half plus that, okay? I understand. I get that it is still considered, again, a niche sport by many. I get that it is still considered the fourth of the major sports. I get it. I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. I don't understand it. I have no idea what you people are looking at. You know, I'm sorry. I don't. I just don't. It's like I can't even put it into words. It's so befuddling. It's so befuddling, honestly. It's confusing. It's mind-boggling. It's everything. That being said, Ovechkin, and yes, he had a lot of help along the way, clearly, because Ovechkin in his very, very early years, until they built up the roster a little bit, they didn't win a lot of games. I understand that. I get it. But if you think about just where we are as a hockey city, and again, it's still frustrating at times for a guy like me, and I'm sure for a guy like Bernie or Kevin in Arlington or what have you, that there seems to be this, I don't know, this, well, we'll only talk about hockey when we have to. And that's amongst the media. And that trickles big time, I think, down to the fan base, right? You know, at times I'm like that too. I mean, I don't choose to talk a lot of college basketball. But at this time of the year, I'm going to talk more college basketball than in November or December. I'll tell you that much, because that's my job, right? It's not a passion, that's my job. But without Alex Ovechkin, and yes, the Rock the Red era obviously built off of Alex Ovechkin, and yes, he didn't do it by himself, maybe hockey is still here, but it's existing more than thriving. Maybe they had another generational superstar, I don't know. Maybe, but it's existing more than thriving. And that's where they are. All right, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Jonesy next up. What up, Jonesy? How are you?
Rooster, what's going on, man?
Coming what's shaking, Jonesy?
Talking again with the smash hit. The arm smash. Look, here's my thing as far as we go with Alex. I do care that he does get that scoring title, but here's the thing: I want another cup. I'm with you on that. I go for both, but if I had to choose one, give me the cup. Because what that group did back in 2018 was phenomenal, and they got past the second round. I mean, you know, I saw it coming when I was sitting and watching that 2018 draft. The year that we got DeRon Payne, but anyway, yeah, them guys were special, man. I mean, that whole group, TJ, Oshie, you had what Goosey? He was doing his thing. I mean, the bird flying thing that he was doing around the ring, man, when he would score goals, man, he was going off. Justin B. But I want to see something like that again, even though we don't have all those guys like we did at one point in time. I'm happy that we did get Jacob Verana back, and you know, I was surprised.
Well, yeah. The problem is he doesn't play. I mean, this team. I'll be honest with you. This team is infinitely better than the one that won the Stanley Cup. Period.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, period. Yeah. I mean, even without Kuzi, Backstrom, you know, obviously Oshie, and all due respect to those guys, this team is way better than the team that won the Cup. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to win the Cup. I mean, obviously, matchups, you know, and whatever, and everybody's got to play their part, and everything's got to fall into place. But this team is more talented, deeper, and more built, if you will, to win the Cup this year.
Yeah, but that boy in 2018 was starving, man.
Yeah.
Nothing out of anything that I've ever seen really pretty much had me in tears than seeing Hopi get that fade, man. That still burns in my mind.
Yep.
I'll never forget.
Game two. I was there in Las Vegas, no doubt.
I was hooping in Harlem.
Yep. No, I hear you. I mean, Jonesy, it's good to, you know, it's good to reminisce, and obviously that team came together at the right time. And you don't always have to be the most talented team, but I will tell you this. What that team lacked in terms of overall talent, they were able to find in terms of depth. And you know, they had guys that just the right pieces to the puzzle at the right time.
Yes, indeed. Well said.
You know, and I'm trying, like Jay Beagle, the fourth line center, was so crucial, just like Nick Doubt is so crucial to this team's success, and has been, you know? And you don't do it by yourself, but that's a perfect example. Like, without Jay Beagle, that team does not win a Stanley Cup. I mean, you could say whatever you want about Ovechkin, Kuzi, Oshie, Backstrom, Holtby, John Carlson. Without Jay Beagle, that team does not win a Stanley Cup. You know, and there were others. So, you know, again, cool to reminisce, but this team... This year, this team is better. I appreciate you. Got to let you run because we're up against it. But the bottom line is, right, I hope that more people understand there's two great things going on here. That's why we kind of wanted to do this today. There's two great things going on. It's not just about a goal chase. It's not just about a record chase. This bleeping team is awesome. And I haven't even, like, really dug deep on air on this team. Trust me, watch. If you don't watch regularly, give them a couple of games. Watch tomorrow night. I don't know if they'll be as good tomorrow night as they were the last two games. I have no idea. But just watch and see how top to bottom they are a kick-ass juggernaut machine. They really are. It's not just Ovi, guys. Not just Ovi. Again, not trying to take away anything from Alex, but this team this year is not only built to compete for a Stanley Cup, but I thought they were going to be way better at the minimum, but they're probably five times better than I thought they were going to be, honestly. And that might be light.
Yeah, there a lot of people weren't giving this team credit to start the season. Vegas had them at, like, what, 75-1 to win the Stanley Cup? And
as we often say, Vegas doesn't know anything.
Listen, your boy jumped on that real quick. And, yeah, it's been crazy seeing how this team has been able to, like, it's the locker room, it's Carberry, it's just a combination of so many things off the ice that are showing up on the ice. And I feel
how
like
about Pierre-Luc Dubois yesterday?
He locked down McDavid, dude.
I mean... Now, I'm sure McDavid is exhausted.
Oh, for sure.
Played, you know, Thursday night, overtime.
PLD quick turnaround, had 2 weeks to rest up.
Saturday in Philadelphia. Philly's, you know, a defensive physical team, what have you. Got it. But Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Locked him down.
Yeah, you know, I didn't love picking up that contract. They were pretty confident.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, if it was going to work anywhere... It was going to work here because of the locker room environment that has
Good
been
point.
Fostered by this team since the 2018 Cup run.
Good
like,
point.
It's a huge like family environment.
Very much like the Washington Commanders. Speaking of which, we will get to the NFL and Shedeur Sanders and the top storyline of the Commanders offseason off of a PFF article that I pulled up. I want to get that to you as well on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
No, you got to have a little love in your life now, don't you? Feels good, right? I love you guys.
I love my Washington Capitals.
You love your Washington Capitals. I love no drama. I don't like chaos. I don't like drama. So when I think of...
That's where we differ.
The Washington Capitals, I think there's no chaos. There's no drama. I love wins. I love Ovi. I love pursuing a Stanley Cup and having a legitimate chance. When I think of the Commanders before this year, you thought chaos. You thought sinking ship or already sunk.
FBI raids.
Yeah, FBI raids right on a Friday, from the massage parlor. Yeah, all of that. That's what you thought. You thought of Bruce Allen's hairy chest.
That was the first thing I thought of,
yes,
always. Yeah,
exactly. So usually they are in a top storyline going into or in the offseason because, well, you know, they've hired a new coach or they're a new GM or they're top three in the draft or top four in the whatever. And who are they going to pick and how are they going to get out of this hellhole that they've put themselves in for the last 25 plus years? So anyway, last night, bumping around, I went to PFF and I noticed a column about the top five storylines in the NFL. From some dude, I've never heard of him, Zoltan Boudé.
Good name.
I have no idea who he is, but he works for PFF. So he must know something. And the Commanders were not listed.
Woohoo!
On the top five storylines. Now, it's only five storylines, 32 teams, so it's not absurd that they weren't listed. That's not... I'm thankful
that
they weren't
listed. That is a
nice change
of pace, yeah.
You know why? I want the Commanders to completely fly under the radar as much as humanly possible. I want nobody to pay attention to them.
Until free agency when they start to make headlines.
Exactly, which is going to happen. But I don't want there to be this preseason hype, this list of expectations, this Vegas says, screw Vegas. Screw the odds makers. They don't matter. They don't know what you think they know. Anyway, top five storylines as listed on PFF. Will the Bengals extend wide receiver T. Higgins? We still don't have an answer to that. Will they officially tag him? Don't know. We'll find out next week. What will the Patriots do in free agency? Nobody around here cares, but again, it's a big storyline. How will Ben Johnson mold the Chicago Bears offense? I do think this is one that is interesting because of Caleb, obviously, because the Bears are an opponent this year, seemingly every year. Where will the rookie quarterbacks go? I think this is important because, I mean, obviously, one, Cam Ward probably could go to the Giants. We'll see. And the other one is, will the Kansas City Chiefs address their offensive line? So again, this is just five storylines in a league of 32 where 32,000 storylines exist. Here's the thing. What's the number one storyline? Storyline. Storyline doesn't mean need. What's the number one storyline for the Washington Commanders that you are interested in? That you are following, that you are eagerly watching. You open up the post every day. You go online. You go on Twitter, X, whatever. You listen to 106.7. You listen to 980. You go on the Odyssey app, whatever you do. However you consume. What's the number one storyline that you care about, that you're interested in, that you're eager to find out a solution to? I'll give you mine. I'll get Max's when we come back on the other side of a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, 2:37 and change. Good to have you with us on a Motown Monday. It's 8 up till 4 o'clock. Doc Walker in for Craig Hoffman at that point. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So one thing we got into after an hour and 25-ish minutes of Caps, Alex Ovechkin talk. If you missed any of it, Odyssey Rewind. We'll be doing a lot more Caps talk because the Caps are red hot as a team. Obviously, Ovechkin with the goal scorer. So if it's not your thing, sorry, but I mean that it's what I care about and what I am very passionate about, and just gonna do it. Why? Because we can, and gonna take advantage of it. So we got into the top five storylines in the NFL, and I read you, it's Pro Football Focus, right? This is one guy. Who cares? I mean, you know, a million different storylines, million different questions. And I started to think, well, how can I make this for my local audience? The top storyline that you care about, that you're most interested in, that you're wondering about more than any other is what? From a Commander's perspective, because the Commanders are usually listed on these lists, right? Oh, how are the Commanders going to screw up again this year? How are they going to, right? When all the, and if Vegas did it, I mean, Vegas would have the, hey, can the Commanders win -6 games instead of 6.5? Because Vegas, we know all. Anyway, the top storyline, I was trying to think, what do I care about most? I care about a lot of things. But for me, I think what I've settled on is not necessarily the biggest need, which is edge, in my opinion. More than left guard, more than figuring out what you're going to do with Brandon Coleman, how you're going to improve depth, more than running back, what have you. I think for me, and I'm surprised that I'm going this way. And it's not even like, hey, man, like, are you going to re-sign Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner? I think both of those will get done. How many of the free agents are you going to bring back? For me, it's I think I've settled on who is going to be the 1A or the number 2 wide receiver.
Oh, you figured it out?
It's not like I...
You've cracked the code.
It's not like, it's not like I discovered a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow.
Here. You never know. You're right about a lot sometimes.
I am. I like how you put that. You're right about a lot sometimes. Thanks, Max. Appreciate you.
Always.
Look, I'm very, very, very curious about how they're going to address edge. Again, I think they should. I think Khalil Mack should be a major.
He should be high on
target.
The list. Yeah,
I think that would be a perfect transitional fit. You draft. Oh, by the way, you draft somebody too in the first or second round. I'm not stopping there because I'm pretty convinced that one of the other Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, probably Jonathan Allen aren't going to be back. But, you know, whatever. You need help on the defensive line. I got it. I think when I say storyline, people are more gravitate towards the names that they know, right? And the things that they know. Like if I said, well, you know, Myles Garrett, well, that's not a realistic storyline at my point. Like this morning I was watching, I don't know, it was Get Up or Cold Pizza or whatever, and they were asking all these NBA analysts about they asked Tim Legler, oh, Tim Legler, you're a big Commanders fan, what are they going to get? And he's like, oh, Myles Garrett. I'd love Myles Garrett.
It would be great.
I would love a pursuit of Myles Garrett. We were the first ones to start aggressively attacking that. I'd give up 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett. They can't get Myles Garrett. It took until they went to, like, Analyst 5, Dan Graziano, somebody with some NFL experience, instead of Alan Hahn from ESPN New York. It took that for Graziano to be like, whoa, slow down, guys. Here's the problem. It's going to cost the Browns $36 million under the cap. Nothing's happening here until June 1st or until after June 1st. Thank you. Somebody with some knowledge of the NFL. Now, I realize it was like a cross-show bit. They only care about the NFL and the NBA on that show. I get it.
On that channel.
And on that network, for sure. But the point being is, I would love to say the number one storyline is, are they going to get Myles Garrett? That is the number one big picture, like dream wish list kind of item.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you have a wish list, just because you have a dream, doesn't mean it becomes a reality or a vision or has any chance. Now, talk to me after June 1st, and it might have a chance. I don't believe it has a chance in any way, shape, or form before June 1st. A snowball's chance in hell. I don't believe that. So for me, I'm dropping that, and I don't think enough people know yet about the draft and the kind of potential at edge, which may lower the radar and the name value as well, because A, you're at 29, and B, because it's a loaded class for edge / defensive ends. Okay. So to me, wide receiver, because of the names available, right? I've said over and over, I don't think this is a great free agent class. Like, I'm not going anywhere near Stephon Diggs. He a terp. He a pain in the ass. I ain't going near Keenan Allen. He's 34 years old. You know,
Chicago media told me he was fat.
Yeah, and supposedly he clashed a little bit with Caleb Williams. I don't need any of that. Like Chris Godwin would be nice, but he's coming off of a significant injury. He's more of a slot guy, which they need. I also need, not that he can't play outside, but I would prefer, this is me, an outside wide receiver who can also play inside. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That I can strategically and schematically move around. So to me, because of the intriguing name value of trade targets, Deebo Samuel, Cooper Kupp, even DK Metcalf, Christian Kirk might be released by today. It doesn't look like you're going to have to trade. That's the latest. We talked about him a bunch. I think for me, the number one storyline that I'm most intrigued, interested in terms of how, not the most important, but how they attack it is wide receiver 2 and by extension wide receiver group. And I wonder if I'm right on De'Ami Brown being way priced out of the market because it's not a great free agent class, because he is an ascending player. Granted, his numbers were not what you would ideally want to say go into the market and grab $18, $19 million a year, but there's a scarcity in the market, one. especially young, fast guys who can catch the ball around the line of scrimmage and who can blow a hole through a secondary. And De'Ami Brown can do that. I think De'Ami Brown is going to get, listen, I'm sure I was way too high, but I think De'Ami Brown is going to get $15-ish million dollars a year. And could the Commanders bring him back for that? Sure, if they want to. And if it's 15, I might be willing to do that. But remember, you've got to figure out what you're doing long-term with Terry. And Terry, if you're going to keep him, which I absolutely think they should keep him, and I absolutely think they should do an extension like sooner than later, that might be a little complicated because Terry, I think, you know, just got back from his honeymoon or maybe he's still on it or whatever. He was posting on stuff on social media last night, so maybe he's back. I don't know. Like, get a contract extension done with Terry before the wide receiver market continues to just climb and ascend. Now, the good news is, again, it's not a great wide receiver class outside of T. Higgins, and he might not even be available. So that's going to suppress the market a little bit. But you get my point is, like, you can't, I don't know if you can go out and do a multi-year deal on De'Ami Brown at, let's just say, $15 million a year on average, and still do Terry at 30-ish million dollars a year on average on an extension, because that's what his production and his value is going to be. He's not Justin Jefferson. He's not $35 million a year, but he's going to fall somewhere in that 30-ish ballpark. That's period. That's what it is. So I don't know if they can do, realistically, logically, De'Ami Brown, who, again, maybe they feel like is about ready to break out and have a 1,000-yard season, and they might be right. But also take care of Terry at the same time and still fill all of their holes and still be aggressive elsewhere. So to me, I'm expecting them to let De'Ami Brown go. I'll be curious to see what the market is and what he ultimately signs for.
Who would you want to possibly come in and fill that role?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if that guy is available on the free agent market.
What if I said Tutu Atwell?
Maybe, because he's got that skill set.
Yeah.
But is... And I'm guessing Tutu Atwell might be a better fit here if they kind of sort of slot him in the two role as opposed to what he's been doing in Los Angeles behind Kupp and behind Puka Nacua, right? Mm-hmm. And behind Kyren Williams. But, like, I don't know. I got a weird affinity for Mac Hollins. I don't know why. I don't know why. I do. I don't know why. I've got this weird feeling that Mac Hollins is going to wind up here, but maybe I could be wrong. I guess what I'm kind of wondering is there a guy on the free agent market or on the trade market that kind of fits what De'Ami became down the stretch and in the postseason? And the one name that I kind of keep circling back to that kind of in my mind maybe fits that mold better than others. Not to say that there isn't guys that can do what De'Ami did, but the ability to take the lid off, the ability to big play stretch, size, physical, and also play at the line of scrimmage and catch a lot of balls and break tackles and get yards after contact and stays healthy is DK Metcalf.
Not where I thought you were going to go.
Where did you think I was going to go?
I thought you were going to say like Darius Slayton or something.
Yeah, I thought about that. I mean, listen, I would rather sign somebody as a free agent than trade for somebody, because I don't have to give up anything more than financial compensation. And if it doesn't work out, it's just financial compensation.
Yeah.
But I understand that if I want to really improve my team, that I can go a couple of different ways here, right? And guys are going to help improve their team. I have no doubt about that. But if I really want what I think is kind of the sort of the prototype receiver that I think they tried to use in Diami, but the difference being is great size, is DK Metcalf, right? Like, how many ways can you get him the ball? You can get him the ball on 50-50 fade passes. You can get him back shoulder. You can get him down the field. Oh, you can get him on a go route. You can get him on a post route. You can get him on screens. You can get him on hitches. You can get him on everything.
He gets a full head of steam. Nobody wants to tackle him.
There's one big problem for DK Metcalf, one big problem that I think.
He likes candy too much.
Well, maybe. One big one that I'll give you when we come back on the other side, because I'm way late again. That is a significant problem. We'll tackle that next on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. My guy Ben Conti at FatPoet10 says, the more and more you discuss the free agent wide receiver market, the more I want to draft a wide receiver. Sorry, the whole class is a no for me. He's not wrong. But as I point out, I think what helps and maybe what will be the case is the wide receiver trade market, the veteran established wide receiver trade. If you think about it, Deebo Samuel, Cooper Kupp, it looks like Christian Kirk will be a free agent, but I guess still, if you want to control where he goes, still potentially trade market, what have you, and potentially DK Metcalf. Now, there's others, and there are good free agents that I kind of like. Nick Westbrook at Kine with Tennessee. Again, Mac Hollins, who I mentioned a couple of times. Lower profile guys. You mentioned Darius Slayton. I know, I think J.P. Finley talked to him at the Super Bowl or something like that, and he had some nice things to say about Jaden Daniels. Why wouldn't he? I mean, everybody's going to want to have an interest in J.P. Finley. Yes, everybody has an interest in J.P. Finley. But also in playing with Jaden Daniels, right? Now, listen, DK Metcalf is going to cost you, I think, probably a second-round pick in terms of compensation. He's going into the final year of his deal. Seattle won 10 games last year and didn't make the playoffs. Usually that's, you know, again, a automatic, but not in a 17-game season anymore. He has a base salary of $18 million and change. He has a cap number of 31.8, but not all of that would go to the Commanders if you make a trade for him. The Seattle would have to eat a bunch of that, which probably means they would want more compensation if they're going to do that. If they don't get an extension done, which there doesn't seem to be any movement on right now, whatever. He's kind of, you know, in almost no man's land. To me, Metcalf, again, like, would be ideal, perfect complement to Terry. He's bigger bodied, 6'4", you know, I mean, he's just red zone, everything. 66 catches, 992 yards, 5 touchdowns with a meh offensive situation. Here's the problem. Can you pay DK Metcalf long-term and pay Terry long-term? So while I say go there, and I would rather have DK Metcalf than Cooper Kupp and or Deebo Samuel, but can you go there? Just like I was kind of mentioning with Diami Brown. Now, the difference is Diami Brown is nowhere near, like, can't hold DK Metcalf's jockstrap. So I might be willing to do that for DK Metcalf. I'm not willing to do that, in my opinion, for Diami Brown. 259, Team 980, back in a flash with your calls. I see you guys lining up. We'll get to you right after 3 o'clock on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.